was born back in the 50s in New Jersey. The second son of a Jewish family. He grew up watching Gary Cooper and Roy Rogers, and a cowboy's all he ever dreamed to be. Of all the things he could have been, he chose magician. Not exactly what his daddy had in mind, but he studied hard and learned to be a master. And his brand of magic was the cowboy kind. He was Manny the Magic Cowboy. He was known as Old Bob West. He wore jeans and chaps and a cowboy hat and a fancy leather vest. His stage was horns and wagon wheels, and there was calico, of course. Just one small problem that he had: he was afraid to ride a horse. He traveled near and far to do his magic, spinning lariats and cracking a long bullwhip. He'd make the people laugh and then surprise them. He'd pull a rabbit from the holster on his hip. In the sunset of his years, he would remember how he had a job that brought the people joy. Who would have guessed a Jewish magic cowboy never rode a horse, but he was the real McCoy. He was Manny the Magic Cowboy. He was known as Old Bob West. He wore jeans and chaps and a cowboy hat and a fancy leather vest. His stage was horns and wagon wheels, and there was calico, of course. Just one small problem that he had: he was afraid to ride a horse. Just one small problem Manny had: he was afraid to ride a horse.